I tried to open Mrs. Brown's door, but I didn't know what key to use. She has so many.
No matter how many keys you try, there's only one that will get you in the door. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. My dad used to take me to Mr. Davis's hardware store whenever he was working on a project. He had so many tools and gadgets in there, but I loved exploring all the hidden corners of the store, and most of all, I loved Mr. Davis's key collection. He had mostly old keys and a few new keys, big ones and small ones, the ones that looked like they had only opened ancient doors. And he knew the story behind all of those keys, and each one was special in some way. There's only one key to getting into heaven, and that's trusting Jesus to save you from your sin and living to follow him instead of your own desires. In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Our story today is called The Only Key. "Hi, Mrs. Brown," said Ryan as she saw her neighbor take a bag of groceries from her car. "Do you need any help?"
"Hi, Ryan. Why, yes, I could use a little help here today. Thank you."
She opened her purse and took out a ring of keys. "I'm going to have my arms full when I get these groceries out. Do you think you could unlock the door to my house?"
"Sure."
Ryan took the keys and quickly ran to the door of the house, but she didn't know which key would unlock it. She tried one. It didn't work, so she tried another, and another, and another. "If Mrs. Brown would get here, she could tell me which key works," Ryan thought. But Mrs. Brown didn't come until Ryan was trying the last key on the ring, and that one finally opened the door.
"Sorry it took so long," Mrs. Brown said. "A bag in the trunk tipped over and a few groceries rolled out, so I had to put them back. Thanks for opening the door for me."
"You're welcome," said Ryan. She laughed. "I tried every one of these keys before I got to the one that opened the door."
"Oh, I should have told you which key to use," exclaimed Mrs. Brown. "I'm glad you found it."
She smiled at Ryan. "It reminds me of my younger days when I tried a lot of keys in hopes of opening an entirely different sort of door." Ryan looked at Mrs. Brown in surprise.
"What kind of door is that?"
"I wasn't sure what to call it back then, but now I know what it was. I was trying to open the door to salvation. I was looking for peace and hope in my life, and though I tried to live a good life and feel good about myself, none of the keys I tried worked. Then I met Jesus and realized I had been trying every key but the right one. He's the key to salvation and eternal life. We can only have peace and hope by trusting in him."
Ryan grinned as she held the door open for Mrs. Brown. "I'm glad he opened that door for both of us."
So what about you? Have you been trying to unlock the door of salvation on your own? Maybe you think if you do enough good things, you'll get into heaven. Or perhaps you believe that if you just feel good about yourself, you'll have peace in your life. Sorry, but none of those keys will work. The only way to have peace and eternal life is through Jesus. So trust in him as your Savior today. For more information on what it means to trust in Jesus, just go to keysforkids.org/salvation. Our key verse today is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6.
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me."
And our key thought for the day, Jesus is the only key to salvation. Read and listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, I'm Zach. This is listener-supported Keys for Kids.